story, Priya. Just one thing about, little thing about health. Sometimes I see people who are, they just get sick, and they get sick, and they crash together, you know, body. But then I also see sometimes the same people who kind of live a life day by day, which you can see is unsustainable. They eat very bad, or they drink alcohol too much, or they take some other drugs, or they do this or that, or they just stress out completely, working, overworking, and you can see that they are up on very high speed all the time, which means you're wearing down your body and your immune system, and the mind is weakened as well. Of course, often then driven by some desire. I need, I want, I must. And I would say that these two most probably go together. Those who behave like that and those who tend to get sick or age too early or die of strokes or heart attacks or whatever. And I think so. I mean, I have had this experience a few times in life also, that sometimes the way I live, my general living routine or lifestyle, I know deep within or somewhere within that it's not right, it just won't work. And then after a while it just doesn't work. I go sick or something. Dramatic happens. That puts an end to that phase of life, so to speak. So again, we're speaking about sattvic living, not rajasic or tamasic. And this is, to me, it's what it means, really. It means, first of all, sat, the eternal, the real. It means you get closer to reality, to the Dharma, the way the world is, the way things are, the way you are, the way we are. And you live in harmony with reality, so to speak. And as it might sound clearly from saying it, that's kind of healthy, isn't it? harmonizing with the way things are, with reality, and Dharma really means the way things are. So that's why I'm talking a lot about this. And then, you know, Rajagun means that, what we just spoke about, must, want, got to, so on, yeah. Or the ignorance, when you know that your life style is destructive. You're not an alcoholic, but you may not admit it to yourself or others, but everyone else can see it. Or you're hooked on some other drug, taking shots in your arm every day, or smoking heavy stuff, or whatever it is. You know, this ain't gonna last. It won't work. And then after a while, you come crashing down and you go sick or crazy or whatever, or die. Now, if that's what you like, then what can we say? But that's ignorance. It means, you know, destructive. No knowledge really about reality, about what works and not, what is the right thing to do and which thing is just leading to suffering and messed up life. Ignorance. And ignorance also is, I would say, amplified with and thickened by drugs and alcohol and that kind of dull lifestyle where you kind of just sink yourself into some thick cloud or darkness to forget or whatever. I mean, I know some people who are like that. They need that. They think it's shelter. Ignorance is bliss, we sometimes say ironically. But really, I mean, health, sustainable lifestyle, it sounds boring, but, you know, close to reality, our real selves, is happy life. It's bright and happy, strong, healthy life. And you can see people who live like that, how they are often happy and healthy and strong and, you know. So you make your choice, but however you find your life, and I'm talking to myself too, however I find my life at this moment and in general and tomorrow and in 10 years or whatever, is the result of that. It's, you know, so we're not talking just some little philosophy or things, religion or whatever, spirituality up there somewhere in the wherever. But right here now, my daily life, yours and us. And if we are all, most many of us, especially those who are rich and powerful, are messed up, then chances are the entire planet here would be messed up. And I mean, to be honest, how does it look like to you? If you dare to look around with open eyes at the world today. So anyway, that's what I'm talking about, the open eyes. Opening our eyes. I try to open mine, and it's nice. And the more you do, you will see the mess also, of course, but you learn from that as well. And when you see it, and then you can have the strength and intelligence to avoid being sucked into it or stuck in it yourself, which often means that daily life is not very happy. So, but also getting strength and health and enthusiasm and so on to help others who may sit in that dark, foggy swamp being unhappy. So, and you know, it sums up to the many of us, and when many of us live this dharmic way, this planet will be saved, will be okay again. And when enough many of us, you know, the grassroots spreading mouth to mouth and so on, soul to soul, with this wonderful media we have available today, which makes it possible, then we can turn the tide, you know. I mean, if there's some stupid leader sitting up there who wants to, which there are now, we have to see them, who wants to take our country into war with the biggest nuclear power. Why? Why in the world? Because they are, that new superpower is having been pulled into, I say, a proxy war by another superpower. Let them deal it out. But then this groupthink, this, what is it called, mass? Blah, blah. Kicks in, and then it gets really dangerous. But if enough many of us, and it doesn't take billions, I would say in a country like here, it doesn't even take millions. Some hundreds of thousands of people who stand up and say, come on, now you stop this. We don't want this. You can take your stupid wars and go and fight them yourself. Now, in some countries, the government, military people, they are kidnapping young men from the street and getting them out as cannon fodder just to maintain the prestige of the government, who needs to look like they are all in power and doing fine, not giving up. Is that how you want your country to look like in the future for your children, and maybe yourself? So, I mean, well, we can close our eyes, pretend it's not there, or we can see it and say, no, I'm going this direction instead. And we are doing it together, and the more we are, the stronger we are. And these leaders up there may look very strong, but their money is just numbers in computers. And their power consists of us. We're doing the work for them. They are just going blah, blah. So, yeah, I got into that, but it's connected, right? So, then, you know, we can teach by our own example, and hopefully even those people who sit up there, mainly now concerned about maintaining their position, their power and their profit, maybe they also wake up and open their eyes. It's possible. Because also they will fight each other and, well, you know, pride comes before fall. We've seen it before. And when something is seen over and over again throughout history, that's something we can learn from and should learn from. It's not that hard. So that's what we're trying to do here.